Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Parliament has heard their severe corruption and mismanagement at the Road Accident Fund. Addressing the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, Deputy Transport Minister Mkhuleko Hlengwa reported a significant backlog in unpaid claims, critical vacancies and procurement irregularities. He's also raised concerns about whistleblower reports implicating law firms and members of the judiciary in corrupt dealings. He stressed the need for public education on claims processes.
There has been a lapse of public education on the due processes upon which a claim should be carried out. We are saddled with correspondence which says people have been paid by REF, but they've not received the funds because the funds have been paid through the lawyers.
At the same time, the Madlanga Commission has confirmed it has issued notices to several people implicated in the testimony of KZN's police chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi to appear before it. They include Northwest businessman Brown Mokgosi. Mokgosi is alleged to be an associate of suspended police minister Senzo Mqunu. At the center of Mkhwanazi's July claims are that a connected drug cartel was behind an attempt by Mqunu to disband the political killings task team. He claimed that the cartel's alleged leaders, Vusi Kat Matlala, influenced the decision through Mokgosi, an alleged associate of Mqunu. In a statement, the Madlanga Commission says it's issued Rule 3 notices to several people of interest. Young South African graduates are finding it tougher than ever to stand on their own two feet. That's according to a new report by the University of Cape Town. Its survey found that while more than 80% of graduates believe their degrees were a good investment, many are struggling to achieve financial independence. Student debt, job competition and ongoing family responsibilities have come up as major hurdles. The report also shows that graduate unemployment has doubled since 2015, though it still remains well below the national average. Slindile Kunene, who graduated in 2020, says she's yet to land a job related to her field of study.
I did get 2 jobs. My recent one was paying me 4,500, and you can imagine earning 4,500 in this economy.
But Enrique Christian says he was fortunate to get a job after graduating.
People can graduate and get a job 3 years after. And imagine if you're in debt for the next 3 years, you're going to be borrowing money until you get your job to find your feet, to pay your debt, until you're stable enough to say, I achieved my dream.
And the United Nations says it's deeply concerned about the numbers of civilians fleeing violence in northern Mozambique. The UN Refugee Agency says more than 100,000 people have been forced from their homes since the start of the year. More than 20% are said to have fled in a single week late last month. Renewed attacks have been reported in recent months in Cabo Delgado province, where an insurgency has been raging since 2017. An agency official in the port town of Pemba says what they have witnessed over the last 2 weeks is extraordinary human suffering. Since the conflict began, more than 1.3 million people are said to have been displaced in Mozambique. Durban 24 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 25.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. World-beating Proteas star Tasman Brits feels expanding her game has made her a better player. Lukanya, I'm excited to see our strengthened Sharks side go against Leinster this weekend in the URC. And Novak Djokovic has beaten the heat to move on at the Shanghai Masters.